Hey there, fabulous. Welcome to Wardrobe Whisper, your go-to podcast for all things style. My name is Beek, your creative companion, and on this show, we unravel the mysteries of creating a wardrobe that shouts you. In today's episode, we're diving into why I shy away from the title of a stylist, and I embrace the role of a creative, bringing depth to the art of fashion and self-expression. So today I want to talk to you about why I am not a stylist, and I kind of feel offended when I get that title. That's nobody's fault really, because we all like to have certain boxes that we can put someone in, and what I do is just something that doesn't really exist as a commercial thing. So to me, a stylist or personal shopper pays attention to your appearance. It's about style, what looks good together as an outfit, what is good for your body, and what you should have in your closet. And I just see that differently. So I was at an event and I got styling questions. And that makes sense because I was hired as a stylist. It's a title that I never use. But I really liked the event because it was for moms going back to the working area and or to the workplace, I should say. And I wanted to be part of that to empower them to make the right choices so they would feel confident going back to work. So I got questions how to hide certain areas of the body, and I am happy to answer those questions. And if you are the person listening who asked that question, I was very happy to help you, but it is not where my strength is. And honestly, I also find it a bit boring to be known for that. It's just not something I want to be known for, tips and tricks to make you look better, or, you know, because we are all our own daily stylists. I always need to chuckle a little bit when I see something on Instagram and it said, styling by me. Then I always think, well, yeah, you know, we all do that every day. We put clothes on our body. That is styling, right? So I hope you don't get too blown away by the word stylist. It's not something far away from you. You are your own stylist. I hope you understand that by putting clothes together that you feel good in. But what I very much believe in is your own superpower. So for me, it is important that you wear what feels great and that you understand why. So we look at the events in your life, like going to the gym, to yoga, to the playground, meetings, presentations at work, going out for dates, etc. And then we see if that is reflected in your wardrobe. My work is all about conscious choices and empowerment. I will never tell you what to wear. I will never tell you what the trends are. Hell, I don't even know what the trends are because I don't care. And neither should you. I've been a fashion designer for over 10 years, and part of the job description was to know trends. I was never interested in it. And you know what? At the end of the day, it also didn't really matter. It did matter when I worked in fast fashion. You know, that was kind of leading, but I could still kind of tweak it to something that I really liked to do. And I think that's just my vision of, you know, seeing kind of what is happening in the environment, what is available, what is liked by most women, and make that your own. So also when I work with you, I will try not to tell you that something looks great. And that's not always easy because, damn girl, you look hot when you feel great in a piece of clothing. But it's not about my opinion. It's about how you feel. And I hope after you work with me, or maybe even listening to these podcasts, when somebody tells you, oh, that looks great on you, I hope that doesn't make you feel that you should keep wearing that piece of item, even though, or that piece of clothing, even though it doesn't really feel like you. I've had many clients that want to keep certain items because they get compliments in it, but actually they don't like the neckline. Well, get rid of it. It doesn't matter what other people say, how it looks. It's about how you feel. So it's also not about my opinion. And of course, I can see some stuff that works really well for you. And of course, I will advise that and emphasize that. But I do that by asking questions so you feel empowered by making those choices yourself going forward, to understand why you make those choices, why it feels so good, or why you feel fantastic in it. So I'm a creative, and I think that's the most important title that describes who I am, what I do, and what I teach. So I am very passionate about unlocking your creativity. And additionally, and I am so aware that this is my ego speaking, but let's give him a little microphone. I have studied fashion for 7 years. I have worked my ass off to become the best designer who stands for quality and longevity. I had a beautiful career in design. And being called a stylist just feels like a few steps down. And it just doesn't resonate with me because it's about a more profound journey. It's about a deeper understanding of the art of fashion and yourself. And in the end, it's not the clothes that make you. It's you who wears the clothes and makes them look great. I hope you make everything in your wardrobe versatile, or at least I would say 60 to 80% of your wardrobe should be versatile. So what does that mean? That means that you can easily mix and match and make a few different outfits with one item. So if you can do that with one item, just imagine what you can do with 10 items. You have enough for months. I don't want you to feel stuck with clothes because fashion is fun. Clothes are fun. And I want you to see all the different versions of yourself in your wardrobe. Not the old versions, not a future never going to happen version, but all the different versions of yourself, of how you move through life. I hope that inspires you to look at your clothes differently, to embrace the different versions of yourself that exist, that are allowed to be there, and that are all part of the fantastic you. Thank you for joining today's session on Wardrobe Whispers. If you resonated with this journey to redefine fashion, hit the subscribe button for more empowering insights. Leave a review and share your thoughts. It's helping others to discover the path to confident wardrobe choices. And connect with me on Instagram at @BeKaleidoscope for daily doses of creativity and style. Until our next empowering episode about how you don't need to buy a whole new wardrobe with a lifestyle or body change. So stay confident in your style journey.